This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last week's coast-to-coast storm that brought strong tornadoes to the south and blizzard conditions to the northern plains will be followed this week by a bitter blast of cold air that will plunge temperatures below zero in some spots in the nation. This temperature plunge will be very impactful because temperatures will be well below freezing and the wind will bring a dangerous wind chill to many areas. Wind-chilled temperatures dropped below zero Friday morning across the northern plains and the Intermountain West, and the cold temperatures will persist through this week. On Monday morning, low temperatures below zero are reported from eastern Washington through Idaho, across all of Montana, through the Dakotas and into Minneapolis-St. Paul. In Bismarck, North Dakota, a Monday morning low of minus 18 was reported. In Pierre, South Dakota, minus 11. Winds will lead to some dangerous wind chills, making it feel like 27 below in northeast Montana and Bismarck, North Dakota. The wind chill in Billings makes it feel like minus 15. Officials are cautioning people against traveling in such severe temperatures and with winds that blow snow and lower visibility on roadways. Exposure to such cold temperatures can be dangerous, if not deadly, when people are outside in the cold temperatures. A judge has ordered Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte to turn over documents to the court. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Kathy Seeley has ordered Gianforte to provide the forms that tracked if his administration's agencies had concerns that bills proposed in the 2021 legislative session would trigger litigation. The records will be reviewed by the court, and those found to be public documents will be turned over to the person who originally requested them. Constance Van Clay, the litigation director for Upper Seven Law, said, "In Montana, the people are the source of and ultimate check on all power enjoyed by elected officials. The court's well-reasoned order ensures that the people remain at the center of our constitutional system." The firm represented the plaintiff, Jason O'Neill, who sued to get access to the records. The summary judgment was issued in a case where O'Neill, former executive director of the Western Values Project, had requested agency bill monitoring forms and emails related to those forms that were sent to or from the governor's legal staff and the lieutenant governor during the legislative session in 2021. The governor denied the request, saying the documents were subject to attorney-client privilege because they were created and sent to attorneys in executive branch agencies for legal advice about bills. Gianforte also cited other provisions he felt should keep the records private, such as executive privilege, but Judge Seeley rejected that argument, saying, "If Montana courts were to recognize the kind of privilege the governor has described, it is unclear whether any documents in the governor's control would remain subject to disclosure," Seeley wrote. "Recognizing broad executive privileges would effectively gut the right to know as it applies to the executive branch because every document may inform the governor's decision-making in some way." A principal purpose of the forms was to communicate to Gianforte if an agency or its lawyers thought a bill would likely trigger litigation if passed into law. There have been more than 30 lawsuits filed over legislation passed in the 2021 session. The litigation has focused on bills passed with mostly support from GOP legislators, who this session will hold a supermajority in both chambers. While Gianforte cited attorney-client privilege in attempting to keep the records private, Seeley wrote that courts have found a government agency asserting that provision to keep documents secret has the burden of proving the right to that privilege by allowing a judge to confidentially inspect the documents. Seeley also cited another case in which the state Supreme Court said the privilege should not be used for public bodies and government agencies to impede transparency. Fresh snow absorbs sound, lowering ambient noise over landscape because falling snow traps air between snowflakes, attenuating vibration. That's why it gets quiet when it snows.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.